Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
Are we witnessing a Bush breakout? Find out next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, April 15th. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White and one of Scott's favorite players coming into the year. Michael Bush has homered in 4 straight games. He is 65% rostered. 2 questions for you, Scotty. Is this a breakout, and should he be rostered in all leagues?
Yes, and yes, more or less. Yeah, no, I homering in 4 straight games, it being up to 5 home runs now. And if you look at the StatCast page, it's all decked in red for Michael Bush. The exit velocities are terrific. The plate discipline is good, just like it was throughout his minor league career. The strikeout rate, it's come down quite a bit. And I've noticed this trend for Michael Bush, even as he was slowly working his way up the Dodgers system, where he would need a little while to adjust to a new level, and then he'd take off and put up ridiculous numbers. And then you move up to the next level and need a little while. And so it kind of suppressed his numbers until he got a chance to repeat AAA last year, and his numbers were absurd. The exit velocities were great. The plate discipline data was great. There just wasn't an opening for him in LA, and they couldn't find a position for him. Because obviously first base is occupied by Freddie Freeman. So they tried Bush at all these other spots. Apparently weren't happy with the way he looked there. So they ended up trading him to the Cubs, who made him their first baseman, basically from the point they acquired him. And hopefully the rest is history here, because he is beginning to look very much like that guy we saw in the minors. And in particular, there was one change he made this spring. One area of focus for him, the Cubs felt like he needed help catching up to fastballs up in the zone. Which the theory was that's something that happens a lot to players who bat the opposite end of what they throw. One of those home runs he hit over the weekend was a 99 mile per hour from reliever Ryan Stanek up in the zone, and he crushed it. And yeah, he's looking great. This next week will be a big test for Bush. 4 left-handers on the schedule. I imagine he'll play against at least 3 of them. And hopefully he performs well. His minor league numbers against left-handers were always pretty good.
Somebody else who looks like they are currently in the midst of a breakout early on, Colton Cowser. He hit 2 more home runs this weekend. He added a stolen base. He has started 6 straight games for the Orioles. He's 78% rostered, so not out there in many leagues. I can't imagine there's many people in this predicament, Scott. But if you had to choose one, Cowser or Michael Bush, who would you
take? There are some people in that predicament, I'm sure. And it's tough. I think all things being equal, I would opt for Cowser, because there's an element of speed there, and outfield is probably a greater area of need. I mean, if you have a need at a particular position, that might decide it for you. But Bush may be lean a little more in his direction in points leagues because of the plate discipline. They're both must add in my eyes. I mean, yes, Bush was the standout from this weekend, but Cowser was incredible all week. And we were wondering if he'd get a chance to play against left-handers. Well, he did start against a left-hander on Sunday. Actually, Cedric Mullins was the one out of the lineup instead of Cowser. So he seems to have locked that job down now. And as good as the Orioles lineup is, that could lead to big payoffs.
Let's talk about two pitchers who seemingly their stocks are both on the rise right now. Nick Lodolo returned with a bang at the White Sox, 5 2/3 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts, 16 swinging strikes on 91 pitches. And Max Meyer, back-to-back quality starts, this one up against the Atlanta Braves, 6 innings, 1 run, 7 strikeouts to 0 walks, 23 swinging strikes on 91 pitches. Scott, talk to me about what you saw from Lodolo and Max Meyer this weekend.
So Lodolo obviously had a much easier matchup. Opposite ends of the spectrum here, Braves for Meyer, White Sox for Lodolo. And so I guess you could argue Meyer's start was more impressive for that reason, but Lodolo was the pitcher I was higher on to begin with. He was a very popular breakout choice last year and got the big strikeout numbers, just had some struggles otherwise, and then ended up missing most of the year with the leg injury. He comes back in this start against the White Sox. He's throwing just as hard. His pitch mix is very similar. That sweeping curveball of his is racking up whiffs like we remember. And he still showed all the upside he had prior to that injury. And so I'm very excited about Lodolo. I'd lean his direction if I'm choosing between them. But this was an impressive start for Meyer, no doubt, who has a great prospect pedigree himself. Those 23 whiffs you mentioned, they were well distributed between his three pitches. The fastball had 7 of them, the slider 12, the changeup 4. And now both of the non-fastballs, they have a better than 40% whiff rate on the year. It's very good. And this is his third start back from Tommy John surgery. So I do think Meyer's more likely to run into workload troubles than Lodolo is, and the supporting cast doesn't look like it's as good there either for Miami. But they're both probably must-add at this point, too. I would lean slightly in Lodolo's direction if prioritizing, though.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.